Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stop Being a Narcissist by Andrew Carlyle is a self-help and personal development book aimed at readers who want to recognize and change narcissistic behavior patterns that damage relationships and social functioning. Based on the available product descriptions, it presents a structured 12-week plan focused on self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, and healthier interpersonal habits. The book is positioned as a practical guide rather than a clinical textbook, which suggests that its value lies in offering step-by-step behavior change strategies for people who may struggle with defensiveness, manipulation, inconsideration, or chronic self-centeredness. Its core purpose is to help readers interrupt harmful patterns, understand how those patterns affect others, and build a more stable sense of self-worth that does not depend on control or approval. In this sense, the book belongs to the broader category of relationship repair and self-improvement writing, with an emphasis on applied change over theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical 12-week framework for behavior change. The book is built around a 12-week plan, which is important because it gives the subject a structured and sequential form. Rather than treating narcissistic traits as a fixed identity, the framework implies that change happens through repeated practice, reflection, and habit replacement. This makes the book more actionable than a purely descriptive discussion of narcissism. A time-bound structure also helps readers measure progress in manageable stages, which is especially useful when the problem involves long-standing behavioral patterns that can feel overwhelming or vague. By organizing the material over several weeks, the book likely encourages gradual change in self-monitoring, communication, and emotional response.
That approach matters because entrenched interpersonal habits rarely shift through insight alone. They require consistent reinforcement.
The 12-week format therefore appears designed to move the reader from recognition to experimentation to stabilization, giving the book a clear applied purpose. Secondly, understanding narcissistic patterns as learned and changeable. A central theme suggested by the title and product descriptions is that narcissistic behavior is not treated as an unchangeable essence, but as a set of patterns that can be understood and modified. This distinction is important in self-help writing because it shifts the reader away from shame and toward responsibility. The book appears to focus on why these traits may have developed and how they affect the way a person relates to others. That kind of framing is useful because it connects present behavior to underlying habits, defenses, and self-protective strategies rather than reducing the issue to a label. At the same time, the emphasis on change suggests a practical psychological stance. If the behavior was learned, it can be unlearned or redirected. This makes the book relevant to readers who are aware that their actions create conflict but need help identifying the mechanisms behind those actions. The value is in linking self-understanding with corrective action. Thirdly, repairing relationships through reduced manipulation and greater empathy. Another major dimension of the book is relationship repair. The title explicitly references toxic and manipulative behaviors, which indicates that the book is concerned with how narcissistic patterns disrupt trust, reciprocity, and emotional safety. The emphasis on breaking these behaviors suggests that the reader is being asked to replace control-based interaction with more respectful forms of communication. Product descriptions also point to building empathy and healthier relationships, which is significant because empathy is often the missing skill in conflicts shaped by self-protection or entitlement. In practical terms, this means the book likely encourages readers to notice how their words, reactions, or attempts to dominate affect others. That kind of relational awareness is essential for repair, because relationships improve not just when harmful acts stop, but when a person begins to understand impact from another person's perspective. The book, therefore, seems to position empathy as a corrective force that can reduce alienation and make trust possible again. Fourthly, strengthening self-worth without relying on control or approval. The book also appears to connect narcissistic behavior with unstable self-worth. Its title includes Building Self-Worth, which suggests that the author sees harmful interpersonal patterns as partly rooted in insecurity, dependence on validation, or fear of vulnerability. This is an important angle because many people who act in controlling or manipulative ways are trying to protect a fragile self-image. A guide that addresses self-worth directly can therefore help the reader move from external validation toward a more internally grounded sense of value. That shift matters because people who feel chronically threatened are more likely to seek superiority, attention, or emotional leverage in relationships. By focusing on self-worth as a replacement for defensiveness, the book offers a psychological alternative to the cycle of comparison and domination. This makes the topic more than a moral warning. It frames change as a process of building emotional stability, so that relationships are no longer used as instruments for self-protection. Lastly, social functioning, habit replacement, and long-term maintenance. Beyond intimate relationships, the book also claims to help readers thrive socially and transform their habits. That broader scope suggests attention to everyday functioning in work, friendship, and community settings, not just family or romantic dynamics. This is a useful distinction because narcissistic tendencies often show up across different contexts as repeated habits of self-promotion, sensitivity to criticism, or poor reciprocity. A book that addresses social functioning likely helps readers see these patterns as behavioral routines that can be observed, interrupted, and replaced. The inclusion of habit transformation also implies an emphasis on maintenance, not just awareness. In other words, the goal is not simply to stop one harmful action, but to create a more durable pattern of conduct that remains stable under stress. That makes the book relevant to readers who want sustainable change rather than short-term correction. Its analytical strength lies in treating personality change as a practical behavioral process tied to daily repetition. In conclusion, Stop Being a Narcissist is best suited for readers who recognize that their relationships are being damaged by self-centered, manipulative, or defensive habits and want a practical way to change them. It may also be useful for people who suspect that their behavior is rooted in insecurity or poor emotional regulation rather than simple bad intent. Because the book is organized as a 12-week guide, its main benefit is structure. It offers a clear path for readers who need more than general advice and want a sequence they can follow. Compared with many books in the self-help and relationship category, this one appears to focus less on diagnosing narcissism and more on helping the reader replace harmful patterns with healthier ones. That practical orientation makes it stand out for readers who are looking for behavior change, not just self-description. Its combination of self-worth, empathy, habit change, and relationship repair gives it a focused place within the genre of applied personal development. If you would like to support Andrew Carlyle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.